call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Marquell Russell here, and today I have the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Kelly Cole here, and we're going to rock out a little bit because Kelly's actually absolutely crushing his business. Well, first, we have the publisher, Kelly Cole, here. Let me put some respect on it and get it all the way right. So I have him here with me. Dude, been absolutely crushing in his business, and I'm always excited to have a conversation with individuals who are doing the thing, impacting people, serving at a really high level. So first off, Kelly, man, I appreciate you being here, bro.
Most def, man. Appreciate the opportunity.
For sure, man, for sure. So before we actually get into the results, how you've accomplished the results, the game plan, all that good stuff, we always like to start off like, obviously, we know this entrepreneurship thing ain't always easy. It ain't always peaches and roses. I know people glorify this stuff online, right, to sell people into it. But we know the real because we've been in this game, in the trenches for so long. So with all that being said, why? Most important, like, not the how before we get into all that, but, like, why are you even doing this? Why are you even on this entrepreneurial journey?
Man, I feel like I always tell people I was a born entrepreneur. But as you know, life takes you on a path where you – don't go the route that you feel like you necessarily were born into or called to. But it got to a point, I was working two jobs, bro. I was working at Walmart during the day and Blockbuster at night. And it just got to a point to where I could no longer do it anymore, man. It was just time to take that leap and take that step and do what I was called to do. But in between that time of working, and I was doing everything to find my purpose, I was a barber for 10 years. I used to sell DVDs. Like I used to burn up DVDs and go sell them at the carnival. I've had two clothing stores. I've had two restaurants. I used to sell clothes out the trunk of my car. So anything you can think of legally, I've done it just trying to figure out, man, what I was put on earth to do. And then was introduced to this thing called internet marketing at the time. Creating information products, and that's what got me into it. That's when I was like, man, this is what I was put on earth to do.
I love it. So, and I know you've been in this world for a minute. You've been an entrepreneur for a minute. We actually met at a private mastermind. That's when we originally met. So prior to us working together, you joining the program, what were some of the things you were doing online prior to us starting to work together? You know, you can talk about some of the frustrations or whatever the case may be that actually led you to actually deciding to work with us.
For sure. So yeah, before I actually met you at the private mastermind, like one of the things I started doing was website flipping, and that you made a lot of money doing website flipping, and the market got saturated. And it wasn't until, you know, I published my first book about Shark Tank and it hit the number one on the bestsellers list that I actually started my business of book publishing. And so I had built it up. By the time I met you, I was consistently doing right at the low six-figure mark, and they've been consistent for probably about 3 years. And I was at a point where I wanted to scale my business. I was just tired of it being, I was in a stagnant place. So I was in a place where I was just only, you know, working with referrals and whoever hit me up on social media and stuff like that, and kept, you know, seeing your ads. It was so funny. I had saw your ad, had clicked on your ad before I actually came to the meeting, and I walked in the meeting. I was like, yo, that's Kat on the video, because I had never seen you before. That was right. I'm seeing you. And I was like, yo, that's old boy from the video. I was like, oh, that's what's up. So, but yeah, that's what got me to the point. First, the interest in your ad, and then actually seeing you in the mastermind, because you know, anybody that's in that private mastermind, I consider to be, you know, real people, especially if they're consistently there. Now, we've had some people come in there, just try to extract from the group, but I saw you providing value. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, so what, so I guess what was it about, what made you actually, because obviously we know, you know, it was a nice investment to join the program and things of that nature. What actually made you say, all right, let me go ahead and do it? Because initially when we spoke, it wasn't the right time then. And then, you know, we finally got to the point where he was like, all right, let's go ahead and do it. What made you say, all right, what made you go ahead and take the plunge?
Well, I took a couple of hits on my head. Like, you know, like we tell people, you can go at this on your own and waste a bunch of money, or you can get with a specialist. And it was just, I was just at a point where I knew I couldn't do it alone anymore. I needed the help. You know what I'm saying? I needed the help. And I was tired of wasting money, trying to figure it out on my own, wasting money, time, and energy. Like, I was spending time and energy trying to figure this stuff out on my own and wasn't getting anywhere. Like, my ads were bombing, my copy was terrible, and most importantly, my mindset wasn't right. So, yeah.
So talk about that for a second. So that's huge. So yeah. So you talked about the copy, the ads, but the biggest piece, like, talk about the mindset. What was the mindset that you was having and you felt like that had you capped? And what was it that helped you break? Let's talk about what had you capped first, and then we'll talk about what was the shift.
Yeah, so what had me capped was thinking for people, if that makes sense. So, like, letting my heart dictate and lessen my value, if that makes sense. So thinking like, oh man, they can't afford this, or, you know, versus putting it out there and letting them decide for themselves. I was already deciding whether or not they can afford it. And I spent a lot of time feeling like I had to convince them or sell them versus, hey, no, they're working with me. I'm a specialist. Like, this is what I do. I have over 10 years of experience of publishing and creating best-selling authors. So my limiting thoughts and believing, like, I had to wrap my mind around, I deserve to be making the kind of money that I want to make. I deserve it for my expertise, for my specialty and stuff like that. I hope I answered. Did I answer a question?
No, they totally answered. And what caused you to, like, kind of shift? Because a lot of people are in that same place. They're like, a lot of people we talk to and they're like, man, the people aren't going to be able to, you know, pay that. You know, I want to still be able to help people. And I totally get it, right? So what were the shifts that happened? Was it like an instant shift, or was it like a process you had to go through? And then what kind of got you over the hump?
It was a process. So I did some, before I got into your program, I did some form of success ritual. Like, I would say affirmations and do different things like that, but I would just be saying them. It didn't take, you know, it didn't take control and take heart. But then developing your daily success ritual, that helped. And then when I came to the event, that's when the light bulb went off. Like, you and Dre looked at me and says, hey, there's people doing the exact same thing that you're doing. You're way better than them, and they're getting rich.
Right.
Like, that just clicked. It was just like, yo, they, you're way better than them, and they're getting rich for no reason because you're undervaluing yourself. And it just clicked for me.
Boom, I love it.
Just like that. It was like, boom. It was like instant. I got it. Like, no more.
I love it. So let's talk about some of the steps, man, because I totally get it, bro. I was in that same place from a mindset standpoint, and kind of going around trying to figure this stuff out on my own. And it wasn't until, because a lot of people ask me, like, what's the shortcut? Like, people want to know the shortcut. And I, like, went maybe my first 5 years, 4 or 5 years online, just like downloading ebook after ebook, you know, getting on webinar after webinar, going to event after event, buying course after course, joining memberships, like doing all this type of stuff to put all the pieces together. And it wasn't until I got some personal help where over the next 2 years, I was able to exceed everything that I had accomplished in 5 years. You know what I'm saying? So totally get it. So let me ask you this. So let's talk about some of the steps. So once you came on board, what are some of the steps that you took to actually come out and crush it?
So once I came on board, the steps out was implementation. So, you know, when I came on, I did the Done For You, which I wish I would have did, you know, the Done For You and went and watched the videos. So after the first thing that I did when I came back, I started watching all of the videos in the coaching session. Gotcha. And like I said, with a new mindset, a new eye, I reread your book again. Like, just the whole thing, it was just a total shift, a new set of eyes, new spirit, open myself up and just start implementing the things that, you know, you teach. And, the first one was just taking action, man, just doing the stuff that you teach and that you, coach us on doing and not being afraid of. One of the videos you just dropped, you talked about the people who come in and say they don't need the mindset stuff. And you say it's 90% mindset. And that's all that it is. Because once you figure out, hey, oh, here's one of the things too you said at the event that got me. You said it's not our job to create the desire. The desire is already there. All we need to do is direct the desire to us. Yep. So there's people already out there looking for my specialty, looking for what I do. So what's the way to get in front of them? Pay the ads. And you said one in the video, you said a guy came and said, I don't need the mindset stuff. Okay, we'll spend $20,000 in ads this month. If that scares you, you need the mindset stuff. Yep. And that's the shift. So being willing, not being afraid to invest in the business, spend the money on the ads to get the data so you can scale. Once you get the data and dial everything in, you can scale. It's a no-brainer, but that takes the mindset because you think you're actually losing versus you're investing to get the numbers and get the information you need to take it to another level, because that's it. All I need to know is how many faces or how many times I need to be in their face before I direct that attention or that desire to me. And that's it.
Bingo. So let's talk about some of the results. So what's some of the results you've had, as much as you're willing to share, since coming to the program? I know after coming out of the boot camp that we had, you had a crazy week, so everything's been full throttle. So kind of just talk about some of the results. What's been happening?
So at first, before the meeting, let's talk about before the meeting. Before the meeting, not even implementing or doing or having even the right mindset, I had made like 9K since I had been in the system, just from people going through the funnel and doing the things. And I wasn't even spending much on ads. I wasn't even, you know, consistently working on it. Like I said, my mindset was terrible. So I was even, quote unquote, successful without fully implementing, having the right mindset and doing it halfway. And, you know, made some money, because I know a lot of people who, you know, join programs and don't get any results. Sure. Like I said, I got results, you know, over 9K, 3 sales and 9K by barely doing, you know, not even doing what you told me to do. And then to talk about after, you know, the event, once I shifted that mindset, hey, it's not my job to sell me on you. It's your job to sell me of why I should work with you. I did like 23K in that week coming out of the event. So it was just crazy, just a shift in that mindset, man, and not being afraid to say my price, and that's the price. And shutting up. Like, one of the most valuable things in the, like, the whole thing was valuable, the event, but, you know, the interaction, like, the role play you did on closing the calls and how detached you were to the outcome of the call versus, you know, how we've been taught, like, you got to see them or plan your next move. No, just have a conversation. It's an interview process. You diagnose them, and then it's their job to sell you on why you should work with them.
Boom. Just that simple, right?
Just that simple, bro.
I love it. Just that simple.
Nothing extra. And that was my hang up at the beginning, too. Like, I was so focused on what I was going to say next, not really listening, and so focused on, oh, I got to close this deal. I got to close this. I got to do this. Nah, it's not even about that. It's about having a conversation, showing them you're a real person, and realize and say, hey, I can help this person. Like, they need, like you say, you use the term, they need surgery. Like, they don't need a Band-Aid, they need surgery. And to do surgery, only specialists can do surgery. So when I start to realize that I'm a specialist and they need me, it's a different mindset.
I love it. And the cool thing is, we're just getting warmed up. That's the crazy part.
We didn't even start it. We haven't even started. We haven't even started the engine yet. This is just the beginning, bro.
It's crazy, man. That's the exciting part. So based on what we are, like you said, we haven't even really started.
No,
it's already happening. How would you say? How you feel about the results so far, and how do you feel it's going to help you for the rest of your life? Because obviously the money and everything is great, but how does that affect you from a personal life standpoint and even going forward for the rest of your life?
For sure, man. Like, it's going to help me tremendously, because it's going to help me, you know, work less and make more. You know, I can get to spend more time with my children. I get to do like just go play basketball with my son or just something like that versus working, you know, 24 hours or, you know, you can step away from the computer, but your mind is still on the things that you want to be doing or you need to do. Oh, I got to finish this or I got to finish that. And so that's going to help me tremendously, like, moving forward. Like I told a guy hit me up on Twitter. I sent it to you. And he asked me how, you know, has it been working for you guys? I was like, bro, it's been the best investment I've ever made in my life. And the guy actually called me and he says, so you've been doing this a while. He says, I'm a newbie. He was like, do you think it'd be better? I said, dude, whatever you have to do to get the investment, invest in. And I said, had I met Mark Quayle 10 years ago when I first started, I would already be a multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. I would already be a multimillionaire. I would probably be retired and really just chilling. at you 10 years ago, but it's just from the mindset shift, bro. And that's what it is, and implementation. So just like I told the dude on the call, I said, don't think it's going to be a magic button. You're going to actually do the work. But if you do the work and your mindset is right, bro, you can kill it. You can crush it.
Cool, bro.
Yeah, man. Definitely
appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that so much. So, so I won't keep you much longer, bro. I know you're busy. I won't keep you much longer. So, so for those who are listening right now, if you have one thing that you want to say to the audience about this process, and the whole experience, what would you say?
I would say the same thing I told old boy. It was been the best investment I have ever made in my life. And like you said, I've been in this internet marketing thing over 10 years, and I've brought, you know, a bunch of courses, trainings. I never did any type of coaching or anything like that. But I wish I was going back. I wish I would have done some coaching and some different stuff like that. But whatever you have to do to invest in Client Attraction University, they do exactly what they say they're going to do. And your results are going to be crazy. If you do the work and you do what they tell you to do and don't skip a step, don't skip a process, you're going to be successful. Another thing you, another thing you shared, at the event is how you look at anything you invest in. So you never lose when making an investment, because you wrap your mind around, hey, you always get something out of it. So I've been going back, like, and since the event, I've been investing in other stuff just to get better in what I do and say, hey, what can I get from this? And just it's been $20 projects. It's been, you know, $20 courses. It's been $1,000 courses. If I get one thing from it that I can implement into what I'm doing, I haven't lost my investment. So it's definitely worth the investment of signing up with you guys. And I'm on the bottom level. I'm going to the top with you guys.
For sure. Appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you. So first off, bro, once again, I definitely appreciate you being here, man. I definitely don't take your time lightly, man. And for those of you who are watching right now, if this sounds like it's something maybe you want to kind of explore deeper, you are, we're clear on who we work with. So if you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a service provider, you have an offer that you sell for $3,000 to $10,000 or more, or you want to increase your prices and attract higher quality clients on a consistent basis, click the link. It'll be a link around this video somewhere. You click on that, you can get more details about how we can potentially work together. Schedule a call. During this call, we'll kind of see where you are now, where you're looking to go, help you map out a game plan to get there. And then from that point, if we decide it's a good fit, we can talk about some options for us to work together. Or you can take the game plan, you know, and go implement it on your own or get somebody else to help you. Either way, it's totally cool. So it's a win-win-win total for you. I mean, it's a total win-win for you either way. So click the link. It'll be above this video, below this video. Who knows? Click on it. You can go get some more details. And if nothing else, definitely appreciate you for checking out this interview. And we'll talk to you in the next one.
Appreciate it, bro.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.